So Dave will be playing three songs with me. Very nice of him to do so. He will also be playing the entire set with Al, which is great. Dave is just wonderful. He is going to make my next three songs sound amazing with all of his beautiful guitar skills. And I actually met Dave last time that we were played the same show when I opened for Al in California. And we actually did a house show together, and that was really fun. And Dave is actually a really amazing singer-songwriter, as well as a great guitarist for Al Stewart. He's gonna hate me for saying all this stuff to you, because now he has to live up to it. So I hope you guys enjoy what he's gonna do next. This is another cover. I hope you don't mind two in a row. But this is a fun one because it's a bit different from everything that we have been listening to so far in the night. It's different from Al's stuff, and different from Dave's stuff and everything. So this is a jazz standard called La Vie en Rose.
Certainly does it justice vocally. So.
Well, thank you. Doesn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have two more songs. And I would expect you guys all to be very disappointed and so sad to only hear two more songs from me. But you're going to be able to hear Dave Nachmanoff, and then you're going to hear Al Stewart. So how disappointed can you be, right? anyways, I really appreciate Al Stewart for having me open for him a second time. It was a lot of fun last time, and this is just as fun. The New Yorkers are just as fun as the Californians, I have to say. Okay. No, but this really has been great, and the City Winery is a beautiful place, is it not? It's gorgeous. So gorgeous. And the food is amazing. It's the best cauliflower that I've ever tasted in my life. I now like vegetables. It's incredible. Okay, the second to last song is called Miracle. Very excited that he's not here. Say that. I really appreciate you guys listening and coming tonight. I hope you are enjoying your food. I hope you're enjoying the music. And I hope to meet some of you guys after when we are all selling our merchandise at the very end of the show. So thank you so much. This last song is called Go, Go, Go. It is meant to make you, you know, follow your dreams and feel very inspired. So I hope I get the reaction from you. And thanks, Dave, so much for playing with me. And Al, for having me open for you. And your dreams and all those little things. Before I get into close, I feel your heart through the warmth of your soul. Go to skin and bones, just go, go, go. Follow your heart, but don't let it show. Cause no one really has to come, no one really has to know. Don't let it show, just go, go, go. Follow your dreams and silently scream. Cause no one really has to come, no one really has to know. So don't you let it show. Let's take a walk through the woods and think of all that we could or we shouldn't do. I'll open up to you, and that's the only way how we'll make you realize now is the time. Oh, the time is mine, just go.
City debut, first time ever. I was there. When the horses go down to the water at night, when the moon silhouettes the pelicans fly, will you promise to meet me by the phosphorus light? In the glow of the midnight sea, in the glow of the midnight sea. Now my hunger's as sharp as the salt in the air, cuts a trail through the night like a comet flare. On the dunes in the distance, catch a glimpse of your hair. In the glow of the midnight sea, in the glow of the midnight sea. Listen far away, the steel drum plays, the sound tumbles over the breeze, and the palm trees sway just like dancers. In the glow of the midnight sea, in the glow of the midnight sea. Thank you. together, down deep in the sand. And I feel you respond to the touch of my hand, and you slick at the seasons that come along the land. In the glow of the midnight sea, in the glow of the midnight sea, yes, and far away, the steel drum plays, the sound tumbles over the breeze, and the palm trees sway just like dancers, in the glow of the midnight sea, in the glow of the midnight sea. How many small diamonds it takes to light up the world like the love that we make. And I'll hold you till morning or whenever you wake. Cause you glow like the midnight sea. Yes, you glow like the midnight sea.
That's right. Thanks for having me back here. If I seem a little confused, I was up till about 4 a.m., so it's, I was celebrating. I'll explain why later. Some of you know. Anyway, this was a request from one of the people I was celebrating with last night. And a couple of other friends requested it as well, so I thought it would be churlish of me to refuse. This song is inspired by my wife, Jen, who's a ceramicist, very talented potter, and does paper marbling too, and all-around crafty woman. But the creative process can be difficult, as probably all of you know if you've ever tried doing anything creative. And that's what this song's about. It's called Thing of Beauty. And Mark, I may need a smidge more guitar on this, but just a smidge.
To make a sculpture out of glass, so beautiful that it could make you cry. When I look out at the snowflakes as they fall against my window, I cannot seem to bring myself to try. I just can't seem to bring myself to try. Make a thing of beauty, just one thing of beauty, only for an instant, with truth and with love. To make a thing of beauty, just one thing of beauty, a single thing of beauty, that would be enough. I'd like to weave tapestry of yarn, so intricate that it could break your heart. When I look out at that web, as it's shining in the sunlight, I cannot seem to bring myself to start. I just can't seem to bring myself to start. To make a thing of beauty, just one thing of beauty, only for an instant, with truth and with love. To make a thing of beauty, just one thing of beauty, a single thing of beauty, and that would be enough. To sing a song of breath and air, so wonderful that it could touch your soul. When I listen to the robin as he's heralding the springtime, I cannot take the first step towards my goal. I just can't take the first step towards my goal. But I can try to live a life that makes an honest story, with challenges, adventures, with truth and with love. That would be a thing of beauty, a single thing of beauty, a human thing of beauty, and that would be enough.
Stage, my hands are cold. Messing me up. I'm gonna do one more. We'll take a little break. How many of you guys are already on my mailing list and have seen me somewhere before? Alright, thanks for coming back. I really appreciate that. For those of you that aren't, I do have a mailing list back in that corner. If you sign it, I will give you a gift. I'll give you a pic that's got my website on it so you can find me in the future. They're good pics, right? These are nice pics. So if you don't like my music, you still might want to sign the mailing list. Hey, you get a free pic, and you'll know where not to go if I'm in town. So cover your bases. It's all good. As Sam said, we have music. If you want to take home some music and you don't already have all of mine, go back there. We've got Al's latest, Uncorked, which actually I'm on as well. And Al's on several of mine, including the next song I'm going to sing. And the big news, which I might say a little more about later, but just to keep you out of suspense like you really care, right? But for those of you, what was he talking about? The reason I was celebrating last night is I just started a Kickstarter project for my new CD, which I hope to record sometime in the next few months. We launched it last night at 5 o'clock. By 2 hours later, we were 10% of our goal. By this morning, I woke up, we were over 50% of our goal. Last time I checked on my phone, I think we were close to 80% funded. Yeah, which I'm just staggered. So thank you to those of you who are here, who backed it. If you don't know what Kickstarter is, go on your little cell phones during the break, right? Look on your smartphone, go to Kickstarter.com. On the music page, you'll see my project, because it's right on there, and maybe, who knows, maybe in the next few days we'll beat the goal, and there's going to be some exciting news coming up. So thank you to all of you who helped out already, and all of you who will. Thanks a lot. Finish up with a song from the Certain Distance album that was co-written with Al, kind of a nice transition. And after this, we'll take a little break, and I'll be back with Mr. Al Stewart. This is a historical song, true story, about my wife's ancestor. It's called The Loyalist.
See my name all over town, from the shop signs to the graveyard. And I've wandered here for 200 years, down through every generation. Sometimes I wonder, do they ever think of me? A distant figure from the past. Moss-covered headstone, just a piece of history. How did my story fade so fast? I am the loyalist. Our crops were in a well-earned rest. We heard the hoofbeats in the twilight, and we were told horses and gold were needed for the insurrection. And though I knew what it might cost us, I replied, whose bread I eat, his song I sing. They beat me bloody, called me filthy Tory spy, but I would not betray my king. I am the loyalist. They said revolution
the anvil, where freedom must be forged. They said that I should fight for freedom, but I owe liberty and life to King George. So once again, we had to flee, taking just what we could carry, to try once more on these rocky shores, to build our farms in this new country, like dancing beggars here. We did the best we could, claiming the land by Shelburne Bay. I'll run no further, no, I'm staying here for good, while my descendants move away. I am the loyalist. Now I see my name all over town, from the shop signs to the graveyard. And I've wandered here for 200 years, down through every generation. I will be back with the man himself in about 10 minutes or so. And if you want to come say hi, I'll be right back in that corner. So come say hi to you today. Thanks a lot.
Hello, Cleveland. Oh, it's not Cleveland. It's New York, right? Hello, New York.
I once had a gilded clock constructed in my belly pot. The hour I broke it won't turn back, so long, so long, so long. I once had a sundial too, green and white my garden grew. Undergrowth obscured the view, so long, so long, so long. Not a word could make you stay, the east wind blows the sun away. I lost a hot seat, Swithin's day, oh why? I grew up in a house of clocks. Late at night, I'd sometimes walk, listening to their rhythmic talk. So long, so long, so long. Clocks that speak in ringing chimes to take the measure of the times. Clocks that speak in wordless rhymes. So long, so long, so long. Not a word could make you stay. The east wind blows the sun away. I lost her on St. Swithin's Day. Oh, why? Not a word could make you stay. The wine has spilled and flows away. I lost a hot seat, Swithin's Day, oh why? Oh why? Thank you. clocks. And I really did grow up in a house of clocks. Well, my parents had this, like, oh, I don't know, 1840s vintage grandfather clock. And it used to boom on me every half hour when I was a kid. I just used to wake up.
That could get old fast.
Go and tell our granddad that the time is up the time. It's time to haul the anchor up, leave the land astern. We'll be gone before the dawn returns. Like voices on the wind. Go and tell our granddad our dreams are on the ground. Nothing here to keep us in the shanty town. None of us are caring where we're bound. Like voices on the wind. Come the day, I'll hear them saying they're throwing it all away. Nothing more to say. Love, tell the pages out. We're on our way to nowhere now. Can't bring the helm about. None of us are left in any doubt. We won't be back again. Send a message to the fleet that search for us in vain. We won't be there. But the reaches of the Spanish main. Tell the ones we left on not to wait. Won't be back. Won't be back. Won't be back. Come the day you'll hear them saying they're throwing it all away. Nothing more to say. Just throwing it all away.
How's the sound out there? Thank you, Mark.
This, this is a song about, it's not what it seems to be about, that's for sure. It seems to be about going to the South Pole. The British have this adventurous spirit, or at least they used to in the 19th century, and they went everywhere and basically stole things from people who were too stupid to notice. They're all in the British Museum, so a lot of stuff was stolen. They wanted to go everywhere first, and the last unexplored, the last great unexplored place was the South Pole. And so
what were they planning to steal there?
Snow?
Penguins?
No, this was altruistic. It was just it was in order to get there first. And so they put a man called Robert Falcon Scott in charge of going to the South Pole and getting there first. Now, this man had been court-martialed for when he was in the Navy for running his warship into an unarmed freighter. And he really didn't have a clue. He was supposed to take 4 guys to the South Pole. He took 5, and they all died on the way home. This created a legend in England where it's much more important to die trying to do something than to actually succeed in achieving it. And it gave rise to the phrase Great Scott. You know, it's like, of course, he was emulated in the First World War when lots of people died completely unnecessarily trying to be Robert Falcon Scott. Anyway, he didn't get there first. He was beaten by a Norwegian called Amundsen, who survived by eating his dogs, which the British thought was very bad sportsmanship. Tricky Norwegians, you know. So,
cheated.
Yeah. They cheated, damn it, you know. Scott took ponies, and of course they all died in the first couple of days. It was a kind of fiasco. So, and into this song also comes Ernest Shackleton, who made 3 cracks at getting to the South Pole, and he nearly died. He actually survived amazingly after making a 700-mile journey in a lifeboat, which has been very well chronicled. And so, essentially, this song is called Antarctica. By now, you know that it's about, you know, English and Irish people going to the South Pole, but it isn't at all. It's a very extended metaphor about a very cold woman who wouldn't sleep with me. So that's what if you listen to the words closely, it'll all become clear.
Like the fun I ever saw, the frost upon your face. I was haunted by your beauty, it drew me to this place. I felt the chill of mystery, with 1 foot on your shore. Then and there, resolved to go where no man had before. And maybe I was not blind, perhaps the wind spoke true. I believe those stories that us travel sometimes do in Antarctica. Who knows what powers might be to cause a man to go mindless of the dangers out across that virgin snow. Seduced by this ambition, I so easily forgot the dreamlike death of Scott. Or maybe I was snowblind, perhaps the wind spoke true. I believe those rumors then as travelers sometimes do in Antarctica. Antarctica. Perhaps it sapped my will. Something of my innocence goes wandering there still in Antarctica.
Antarctica. Antarctica, Antarctica.
Set in sort of late Victorian, early Edwardian times. And this is about English nonsense poets, and one in particular. The first great nonsense poet in English literature was Edward Lear, who originally was a watercolor artist, and in 1848 he published a book called The Book of Nonsense. And it had things like The Owl and the Pussycat Went to Sea in a Beautiful Pea Green Boat, and far and few of the lands where the jumblies live, and of course they went to sea in a sieve. And the bobble who has no toes, and all these wonderful creatures. And it came as a shock to Victorian literature. It was totally unlike anything they'd seen before. Edward Lear was kind of a circular man with long, thin legs. He was original and different, but he was followed a generation later by a much greater nonsense poet called Lewis Carroll, who wrote Alice in Wonderland, Alice Through the Looking Glass, and The Hunting of the Snark, a very long poem about traveling over the seas to hunt a mythical creature called the snark. And between them, they had a lot in common. They were both lifelong virgins, and it raises the question of, does virginity cause nonsense poetry, or does nonsense poetry cause virginity?
You see, I'm a retired teacher of philosophy, and I keep trying to explain to him that correlation does not prove causation, but he just won't listen.
Because it screws with my introduction, which I think is funny.
It is funny. But appropriately enough, it's nonsensical. I guess that fits, right? We're talking about nonsense poetry here.
So this is a song about Edward Lear, because he was the originator of all of this. He's been followed, of course, by a lot of people since. Monty Python's Flying Circus, Douglas Adams, a lot of people all take original inspiration from Lewis Carroll and Edward Lear. And so this one's called Mr. Lear, and it comes from a poem written about him called How Pleasant to Know Mr. Lear. Most of the words are mine, but there's a little bit of Edward Lear in there too. If you know his works, you'll probably be able to find it. And if you don't, and you don't care, well, this song's very short. It's actually a lot shorter than the introduction. Oh, this is a request.
Pleasant to know Mr. Lear. How pleasant to know at the end of the day he's near. With a portfolio that daily features diverse creatures. You open the book and it's true. The world is a lot more mysterious than we knew. Round every corner, unusual things are prone to wonder. When I was a young man, I was sometimes at the zoo to trace the visages of fawns, of parrots and cockatoos. It's over the hill now he goes, pausing a while for the bobble who has no toes. For your perusal, Victorian days are so unusual. Oh, my aged Uncle Ollie, sitting on a heap of barley. On his nose, his faithful cricket. In his hat, a railway ticket. But his shoes are far too tight. How pleasant to know Mr. Lear. first day of spring. You're planning a watercolor, hoping the light will ring. Guided by pens and inks, the pyramids and ponds and sphinx. When I was an old man, I had a cat named Boss. Now he's gone, I wander on with this unbearable sense of loss. How pleasant to know, Mr. Lee. How pleasant to know at the end of the day he's near. If you should find him, his world is dancing close behind him. Oh, my aged Uncle Ollie, sitting on a heap of barley. On his nose, his faithful cricket. In his hat, a railway ticket. But his shoes are far too tight. How pleasant to know, Mr. Lear. How pleasant to know, Mr. Lear. How pleasant to know, Mr. Lear.
Thank you. All right, so we'll leave the world of Victorian poets behind and start our geographical cruise around the world.
Meanderings. I like to say it's like touring with Doctor Who. Traveling through time and space.
We don't know where we'll land.
Yeah, you don't see a set list up here, do you? No. You don't know where it's going to go next.
Well, no, do I. I'm making
that would be
go
cheating.
It would be cheating to have a set list. There are one or two bands who I certainly would never dream of mentioning who have done the same show for every single night for the last 20 years and even said the same things in between the songs.
This is a song that has been very good to us.
I think if you throw away the set list and you just become yourself, it just it's more, I don't know, it makes more sense to me.
More natural.
More natural. So this one's set on a border between France and Spain.
Yeah,
that's about all I can tell.
Customs slip away. Late last night the wind was knocking on my window. I moved across the darkened room under the lamp glow. But I saw down on the street the spirit of the century telling us we're all standing on the border. In the islands where I grew up, nothing seems the same. Our path just remains an empty shell. There's a strangeness in the air, you feel too well. Fishing boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud, the ghostman sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On the border. On the border.
Simplified the chords incredibly, in other words, and brought them down from 650 to 3. But wrote some lyrics, you know, I can say. And so I set this one on a train in Germany in 1940 because that's the sort of thing I do.
You tell a story.
One, two, three. Underneath the clock, carry on a roll, no need to talk. The man on the humbug hiding in the fog of your watching. Get yourself a ticket, go through the gate at 7:45 precisely, don't be late. If anybody follows, don't hesitate, keep on walking. Take that night train to Munich, rumbling down the track. After half an hour in the restaurant car, look for the conductor and there will be a stain on his tunic, paper underneath his arm. Then you gotta pray that he doesn't look away, or you never, never, never come back. Take a look inside. On page 27 was a picture of a bride, underneath the story of a man who died in Morocco. Memorize the article word for word. The man in the humbug understands the code. Make sure the conversation is no further around you. Take that night train to Munich,
rumbling down the track. After half an hour in the restaurant car, left with the conductor and that would be a stain on his tunic, a paper underneath his arm. Then you gotta pray that he doesn't look away, or you never, never, never come back. Anybody else? I know you got the knack of taking care of yourself. They don't know your face, so there won't be anyone looking for you. When we get to Munich, we'll be waiting on the car. Don't look around, walk straight out. If you don't show, I'm sorry for the pain I caused you. On that night, train to Munich, rumbling down the track. After half an hour in the restaurant car, look for the conductor and there will be a stain on his tunic, a paper underneath his arm. Then you gotta pray that he doesn't look away, or you never, never, never come back.
Superstars around the English folk scene have not really become very well known in America. I mean, with this audience, I'm sure that there are people who know them, but they're not household names.
To the Conoscenti.
That's right. People like Bert Chance. And, Bert,
see, I think the Conoscenti here.
But not a lot, you see. Bert Chance, John Rambaud, John Martin, Roy Harper, Ralph McTavish, Purple String, Fairbairn Convention, Sammy Denny, Richard Thompson, Nick Drake. All these people are the people that I grew up with. And there was a little club in the West End of London.
Maddie Forever, yes.
Maddie Forever. it was called Les Cousins, and all of us started out there. I mean, it was like, you know, since we were kids. You know, I remember putting an 18-year-old, I was the compere for a while, and I remember putting this 18-year-old kid on stage who only knew one song called Steve Adams, and a year later he was called Cat Stevens. So things moved pretty quickly in the Cousins. So this is a song from those days, played in the kind of style that we all played in, you know, back in the 1960s. Rain came down like beads, bouncing on the noses of the people from the train. Fuck up salty ears sparkled on the traffic light. Feet squashed soggy leaves suppressed the rain.
took my love to Clifton in the rain. All along the way, wondrous in overcoats with colors on parade, steaming on the night, listeners in the troubadour, guitar playing weaves a willow strain. Took my love to Clifton in the rain. Images of Hollywood, have you felt a shadow of its pain? I've felt a few in Clifton in the rain. When I took my love to Clifton in the rain.
Spanish Tony, I don't know if you believe him, he used to wake up in the morning and do a couple of lines of coke, kick the two blondes he was in bed with out, get into the Rolls Royce, slam it into a wall, call Spanish Tony to come pick up the remains, and then stagger into the pub. This was just like, you know, the beginning of his day. And I have no idea if this is true, but it just sounds awesome. I mean, banking doesn't give you these opportunities. And nor does being a folk singer, but I mean,
Not usually, you
could live vicariously through Brian Jones, I think. So this one goes like this. We got. We have a couple of members of one of my favorite bands in the world who do this better than anyone, called Fountains of Wayne. They're in the audience tonight. It's probably about as close to a Fountains of Wayne song as I can get.
Control, 1968. Blonde hair and eyeshadow, a hyperventilate. Purple at the mini, legs up to the. Don't you cast aspersions on my Naugahyde effect, or she can make you believe you're feeling almost sincere. Every day's New Year's Eve. She's so high to reach, although she's so close at hand. I'm like a wave on a beach, sinking in the sand. Everyone went out with her, everyone knew why. No one ever stayed around, no one ever tried. Gina drowns her sorrows, you know, she drinks away the night. Arms around some stranger, hanging on for life. But she can make you believe you're feeling almost sincere. Every day's New Year's Eve, she's laughing in your ear. So hard to reach, although she's so close at hand. I'm like a wave on the beach, sinking in the sand. Road in a raincoat shimmering white, hounds thrust deep in her pockets like Julie Christie might. Gazing into the distance, she puckers up her lips. I don't stop to talk to her, we're just passing ships. But she can make you believe you're feeling almost sincere. Every day is New Year's Eve, she's whispering in your ear. She's so high to reach, although she's so close at hand. I'm like a wave on a beach, sinking in the sand. Thank you. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Solos, I should tell you that if you do applaud his solos, he tends to hop up and down, and he plays actually much better. He
just likes to make me hop up and down.
Well, no, I don't do it, you do it. If you clap him, he hops up and down. Right. Right.
Sometimes he's trying to get me to play the solo while hopping up and down. I know. We'll see.
This one has a complicated solo. We got some special effects on this. Is that right?
I think so.
We do this because we're here and they've actually got some tape echo that we can use.
Oh, we're going to try that? Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, he hates this because this is a very complicated guitar solo.
It's actually on our live album, but the day that we recorded it, we never played it together, and so I sat in the hotel room and actually learned the solo off the record. That afternoon, and then we played
and then
it that night. We wound up making it on the record, but then we hardly ever played it since, so I've pretty much forgotten it. But we'll, with a little help from Mark and the magic delay of the PA system, it may all work out.
That's right. And I got a philosophy of songwriting, to those of you who are songwriters, and some people are, I know that I talk to them. And there are just two things about songwriting. One is never write about anything that anyone else has ever written about. So that's the first one. Secondly, don't use language that anyone else has ever used. And then beyond that, that way you'll be original. So because of this philosophy, this is a song about being trapped in a submarine on the seabed for 50 years. I don't think.
Oh, come on, everybody writes about that. Half the top 40 was made of a song about submarines last year.
I don't have the top 40, but there would be 9 separate songs called Hold On in the top 10. There were 2 at the same time, if you believe that. This is pretty fantastic. I mean, it tells me 2 things. One is I'm doing the wrong thing, I should record Hold On. You know? And the other is, that's an incredibly commercial title. You know? I mean, they're all different songs. They're all called Hold On. After the first, say, half dozen, I mean, do you think the people who are writing a song and they go, oh God, I've written a song called Hold On, that's really original, no one's done that before, right? Is it possible that they don't know? I mean, it's extraordinary.
No, it's just likely they don't care. That's the difference.
Okay, so here we go. This one has some spooky chords too.
Oh God, yeah.
Here I stay, living on the bottom of the sea. Down listening corridor, steely gray engines hum for nobody but me. No sound comes from the sea above me, no message crackles through the radio leads. They'll never know, never know, never how strange life in dark water can be. A mariner's very thought when you pass those who live the submarine life. Deep sonar eyes never sleep, hiding like a shadow in the night. Jet planes nose through the sky above me, they look for radar traces of me to see. Oh, never know, never know, never how strange life in dark water can be. What the stars look like coming out tonight. Tell my girl she must be strong. She sits and waits all night long, just looking for a better day. She'll have to find another way to go.
Thank you.
All summer, they drove us back through the Ukraine. Smolensk and Vyazma soon fell. By autumn, we stood with our backs to the town of Orel. Closer and closer to Moscow they come, riding the wind like a bell. General Guderian stands at the crest of the hill. Winter but weather the rains, oceans of mud but the roads. Blowing the tracks of their tanks to the ground, while the sky turned to snow. All that I ever was able to see, the fire in the air, going red, summer watching the snow while the breeze. Steps of Napoleon, the shadow figures stagger through the winter, falling back before the gates of Moscow, stamping ever wings like an avenger. Far away behind the lines, the partisans are stirring in the forest, coming unexpectedly upon the outposts, growing like a promise. You'll never know, you'll never know which way to turn, which way to look. You'll never see us as we're stealing through the blackness of the night. You'll never know, you'll never hear us. The evening sings in a voice of amber, the dawn is surely coming. The morning road leads to Stalingrad, and the sky is up with humming. Two broken tigers on fire in the night, flicking their souls to the wind. While waiting the light for the final approach to begin. It's been almost 4 years that I've carried your gun. At home it'll almost be spring. The flames of the tigers are lighting the road to Berlin. Soft blue moon through the ruins, look bowed to the ground. Old men and children, they toss out to face us. They can't slow us down. All that I ever was able to see, the eyes of the city are opening. Now it's the end of a dream. I listen to the clucking of the train wheels as we roll across the border. They asked me at the time that I was caught behind their lines and taken prisoner. They only held me for a day, a lucky break. I say they turn and listen closer. I never know why I was it's taken from a line of all the others. To board a special train and journey deep into the heart of polar Russia. It's caught in doubt in the transom camp. The air is still subtle. The pale sun of October whispers the snows will soon be coming. I wonder when I'll be home again. The morning answers never. The evening sighs and the steely Russian skies go on forever.
So we need to do a couple of light songs after 8 minutes of World War II on the Eastern Front. And fortunately, Dave has provided the perfect antidote to the last song. He can write choruses, which I can't do. It's crazy because between the ages of 13 and 15, I was a one-man A&R department. I mean, I could listen to 5 seconds of any song and tell if it was going to be a hit or not. I was always right. And then around about 16, I lost the ability completely. And I've never got it back. I think it's because I started, most pop songs have 20 words and I started putting 200 in, 500 in.
Yeah, it was Dylan's fault, wasn't it? Bob Dylan's fault.
I discovered Bob Dylan. The sitting postcards and hanging, even as for his prayer. He does for his heroes, the circus is in town. That was it. I mean, I lost the whole ability to write pop songs right back. Darkness.
How about you?
I'm not going to go through all these Dylan songs. But essentially, it sort of set me on the wrong path to do pop, and which I deeply regret. I would have loved to have played rhythm guitar for the Hollies, but it just wasn't on the cards.
Hey, Kay!
Well, it wouldn't have had to have been the Hollies. I mean, it could have been any of those bands. It just would have been great to have been 19 and. You know, so even like, I don't know, the Dave Clark Five, I didn't really like them, but it didn't matter. It was to have been sort of part of that crazy rumpus, you know, would have been wonderful. But only when you're young, you know, once you're about 25, it doesn't matter anymore. Didn't to Buddy Holly who did that. That's an unnecessary historical digression. Okay, we're going to do, anyway, Dave writes these choruses, and show him the chorus, because it's very catchy.
Okay, we're going to teach it to you. It goes like this. Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home tonight. Okay, and I know it's New York and you're all cool and you're too cool to sing, but just put that aside. Nobody can say you're in the dark. Try it. 1, 2, 3, go.
Sheila won't be coming home.
That's it.
Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home.
I couldn't write that.
We couldn't afford to bring the drummer, so if you want to clap, preferably on the second and fourth beats of the bar, that would be helpful. 1, 2, 3, 4, like it. Yeah, right.
So he wrote that.
I think we have trouble with that, but that's all right. Do what you like, it'll be fun.
Dave's making this new album, and he said, well, I write some lyrics to this song, She Will Be Coming Home. So I burdened it with some unnecessary verbiage, and this is the result.
Chain of headlights on the road, they shimmer in the rain. Somewhere in amongst them, she's alone. She's driving off again. cherries in galleries and bars, eating maraschino cherries in the seats of open cars.
Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home tonight.
Never have to ask her how she feels, she's always so direct. I never made you promises, she says, so what did you expect? Then going through her closet, I came on our old love. It was hiding there in boxes of fading photographs.
Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home tonight. In the street, the local impresario is hiding while the bankers take the heat, and the women tell each other about hiccups in their lives. Sometimes life is like a lover who never quite arrives.
Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home tonight. Features Sam Smith. I know I said I would give her a song warning, but I totally spaced. So Sam, wherever you are, this is your moment to come to the stage.
She's young and alert. She'll figure it out.
Now, somewhat amazingly, Sam Smith, who is 18 years old, knows a song that I recorded in 1922 on my second album. How? I don't know. She knows that she's been traveling around singing it, so I thought we'll sing it together tonight. And this is a really obscure thing. It comes off an album called Love Chronicles. But the second album I made, it's interesting, I suppose, as an artifact, because it had Jimmy Page playing the guitar on it. And Richard Thompson. That's a pretty good combination. And this one goes like this.
Don't you think we're going downhill? And I would hate it to be a run of the mill. Oh, love me or leave me, but please don't deceive me. If you do, I know, believe me. I want you to know, I don't want you to go anyway. Yes, I was feeling alright up until now. I'm beginning to think you should have listened to her.
She picked up her things and said, let's be friends.
until now. I'm beginning to think you should have listened to her. She left me the keys and a dozen LPs. Dark on a seat in the park, feeling
very strange.
Yes, I was feeling alright up until now. I'm beginning to think you should have listened to her. You should have listened to her. Oh, you should have listened to her.
It made this very sort of odd guitar sound that sold a gazillion records. And yes,
talk box, they call it.
Talk box.
Yep.
So you're okay, all right, okay, whatever. Dave actually has, I mean, he has no pedals, no electronic equipment, basically it's just an acoustic guitar, and he can make this sort of really strange noise. That I know how he does everything else, at least I can watch it and guess how he does it, but this I have a clue. This is really weird. So this is the strange,
keep some secrets.
The strange noise song.
Strange noise. And it's sort of timely. But not as much as the one we do about revolutions. That would be really timely right now. But it's about money, so it's also timely.
There we go.
This is another one you can actually find on our live album, Uncorked. If you like it. If you don't, then you'll know what not to buy.
You say you want a revolution, yeah.
We should work that up, you know, it's just be sort of timely.
Yeah, I know that, I don't know if you're following that. Well, I'm sure you are. Everybody in the world is following this Muammar Gaddafi thing. And I love this thing about putting hallucinogens in Nescafe. And the reason I like it is I haven't heard the word Nescafe in about 30 years. And do they have it in Libya?
We like obscure words, yeah.
Good Lord. So you know, the Al-Qaeda are putting hallucinogens in the Nescafe of the young people of Libya. So says Muammar Gaddafi. Now, you know, he's pounding his fist on the table and screaming and saying these things. And I don't know if Muammar Gaddafi is going to get overthrown, but I do know in the movie he'll be played by Charlie Sheen. And if not him, Mel Gibson. It's got to be one of them. So, here we go. You got your ticket and your hotel keys and your overnight bag at your feet. You're looking down the tropical trees while the Spanish maids pick up the sheets. Batistador and such a gold for all the chapter reasons. The mighty shadow that's so hard to breathe just follows wherever you go. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, they said. Oh, you're playing for the winner takes all. Toss the dice high up and crane your head.
see how the numbers will fall. You stole the game so easily. You let run with the seasons. The shadow that the night can't free just follows wherever you go.
Old or something, I used to often bring her a banana as a snack at night, and I brought her usual banana, and I walked in with a banana, and she looks at me, she goes, "What a banana, what a surprise." Somehow, something about that ear of the cat put me in mind.
Up the guys that are out of my class. Well, that don't stop me from thinking to myself, that girl's fine looking, man. She's someone else. Watercolor in the rain. jump out of asking for explanation. She'll tell you that you can in the year of the cash. Questions. She locks up your arm and hers. You bow till your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue top walls near the market store, there's a hinder she leads you to. These days she says, I feel my life is like a river running through the air of the cash. So cool, her eyes shine like the moon and the sea. She comes and upsets and betrays. Take her to find what's waiting inside the year of the cash.
Thank you.
much, Mr. Alistair.
Thank you. Two artists in the room tonight who've done two remarkable things. And firstly, those of you who pay any attention to my songs know that there are lots of historical figures in them. Somebody spent 3 years concocting this thing. First of all, he went through all of my songs and discovered that there are 162 historical figures in my songs. And then he created a poster with all of them.
With a little homage to the Fabulous Four.
So, this thing is so extraordinary. It's an awesome poster. It's just around the corner. Both these artists are actually here tonight, and not only will I sign them, but if you ask nicely, they will, I'm sure. You know, so this is Ron Scott's poster of my 162 historical characters that appear in my songs.
He's in there. You gotta find him.
Guderian's in there. We're also running a competition. It's gonna start next month, actually, very soon. And the person who can name the most characters on this poster will win a prize. I don't know what the prize is yet, but they are gonna win a prize. Secondly, Ray Borchers, who is a famed Chicago t-shirt artist, has done maybe 30 or so different t-shirts of rock and roll stars from you know, the 70s, 80s, and different eras. And she has done me the very great honor of including me amongst her t-shirts. And this is me in 1911. And so.
Upside down.
And Ray is here too. So Ron and Ray are both here, and they're just going to be right around that corner. If you want either of these items, which are very limited, I'm not going to profit, but they'll be real happy. So please buy one.
There'll be merch over there, music over there. It's all good. Come and check it out when we're done, and we'll be happy to say hello. We're not going to leave yet.
Carol,
one more.
You want Carol? Well, you know, you're the boss.
Excited banging around the guitars, and after a while they start to drift. And I think this is one of those cases. It's all that Eddie Cochran, yeah.
Alright, you want Carol, you shall have Carol.
Sometimes it seems unimaginable that you were ever any other way. With your white rose face and your Auckland clothes, embroidered jeans and silver chains. You're a woman of face and all the hangout places where the lost souls congregate. You sit all night and you talk too fast. I don't know what you're trying to say. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for woman to cover. Believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. Oh, you've got a one-way ticket to all your yesterdays. I know your daddy said to talk to you. He never really found the time.
your teeny mama with the cocktail eyes can never really reach your mind. You picture star jewel passing dream, took a cocaine holiday. Yes, for a you in a muddy stream, you need another place to stay. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for one of a cover. Believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. You got a one-way ticket to all your yesterdays. Reach down, silvery ship from the stars, I know you're there. I know you'll understand me if you take me anywhere. All I know, you must be there. That rough. The stage is set, the exit's fine. Now the makeup won't come on. Make your bow to the balcony. You light another cigarette. Lights grow dim as the music starts, and it's easy to forget. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for one of the cover. Oh, believe me. You're everyone's and nobody's lover. Oh, you got a one-way ticket to all your yesterdays. Reach down, silvery ship from the stars. I know you're there. I know you'll understand me. You can take me anywhere. I just know you must be there.
Thanks to Sam Smith. My name is Alan Guinness. Thank you very much indeed.